Scholastic Audio presents Wolves of the Beyond, Book 1, Lone Wolf. Written by Catherine Lasky. Read by Eric Davies. And in our wolf language, the word "ghoul" simply means owl. You see, my friend, it was the spirit of a ghoul that I followed when I led my kind here from our ice-locked land. From the first book of the Hoolian Legends. Part 1. The Beyond. Away. Before she felt even the first twinge in her belly, the she-wolf set out to find a remote birthing den. She knew somehow that this birth would not be the same as the others. She had been traveling for days now, and she could sense her time was near. So far, she had seen nothing that would serve as a den. There were several shallow pits, but those wouldn't do. Pits offered no shelter, and though it was almost spring, the weather could turn treacherous in a flash. The pups could freeze. The sound of their fresh hearts beating so fiercely would grow dim under a thin glaze of ice until the hearts stopped and there was only silence. This had happened before to the she-wolf. She had licked those three pups until her tongue was dry and bleeding from the cold shards, but she had not been able to keep up with the ice. This was her third litter, and this time she knew she had to get far away from the pack, away from the clan, away from her mate, and most of all, away from the Obeah. Finally, on the night of the fifth rising moon that now hung like an ice blade low on the horizon, she found a crevice under a rock ledge. She smelled it before she saw it.